Los Angeles Oaks $21 million settlement with families affected by LAPD fireworks explosion. Los Angeles. Just after the third anniversary of the Los Angeles Police Department's botched fireworks disposal that damaged homes and displaced dozens of families in South Los Angeles, the City Council July 2 approved settlement agreements totaling more than $21 million with some of the affected residents. In a 14-0 vote, council members backed the settlements, which cover 19 plaintiffs, victims of the blast which occurred on the block of East 27th Street, one block east of San Pedro Street, on June 30, 2021. Some victims received hundreds of thousands of dollars and others upward of $1 million, according to court documents. An LAPD bomb squad botched the detonation of fireworks in 2021, resulting in a blast that injured 17 people, damaged 35 properties, and displaced more than 80 residents. The LAPD's containment truck in which the explosives were detonated was also destroyed. Councilman Curran Price, who represents the 9th District, which encompasses South LA neighborhoods, including the impacted area, said in a statement that victims of the fireworks explosion have endured unimaginable pain and trauma that will last a lifetime. He called the settlements a crucial step toward their healing and finding stability. Over the past 3 years, this process has been agonizingly slow, and on behalf of the City of Los Angeles, I regret that it took so long to reach this point, Mr. Price said in a statement. However, getting here wasn't easy and required the collective effort of multiple departments, lawyers, and other stakeholders, presenting significant challenges along the way. Ron Goches, a community organizer with Union del Barrio who has helped organize residents, told City News Service it was shameful that it took the city 3 years to finally get to this moment. The City Council has approved the funds to start the repairs on these homes, and these families can finally go back at some point, Mr. Goches said. He also noted that Mr. Price had requested as part of the resolution to allow families staying at the Level Hotel in downtown to continue residing there until February 2025. According to Mr. Price's office, the extension will be applicable to individuals who have not yet agreed to a financial settlement with the city. For the 19 individuals whose settlements were approved Tuesday, they will have a certain time frame, varying depending on individual circumstances, to transition out of the hotel. The settlement agreements still need to be signed off by Mayor Karen Bass, and City Controller Kenneth Mejia will need to authorize the funding. Mr. Goches acknowledged that the change in the length of stay is really important, he added. Families have been very anxious about possibly being evicted and not knowing whether they're going to end up homeless, Mr. Goches said. It's a very positive development. Mr. Price said he understood the victims' continued frustration but said his office has never abandoned them. The councilman said his office advocated for emergency funds, provided interim housing, established a neighborhood resource center, facilitated some home repairs, distributed grants, and ensured access to basic necessities such as medicine, clothing, and food. The councilman said the city brought in medical professionals to offer checkups, mental health services, and other support, and worked with interagency partners and nonprofits to obtain housing vouchers, relocation assistance, and other social services. The truth is, this incident should never have happened and was entirely preventable, and we're still reeling from it all these years later, Mr. Price said in a statement. It is my firm expectation that the LAPD has learned from this disaster and has taken every necessary step to prevent such tragedies from occurring ever again in the future for the sake of our city. Mr. Goches said victims who are homeowners will begin more repairs to their homes with hopes of returning soon. However, those who were renters are requesting Ms. Bass and City Council members provide them affordable housing.